Oh, I forgot to mention.
What's that?
Hello, listening humans, and hello, listening other life forms, and hello, life forms that can't listen. like, I don't know. Yeah, all the Christmas pot plants that you all got given. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to 2018.
Ooh. Wow, it doesn't feel real.
No, I know. This is because it's just an arbitrary calendar transition. Yeah. It brings out the survivalist skills in everybody, doesn't it, I think?
What, the knowing to change the number?
Or? Yeah. Turn over, get a new Cliff Richard calendar or something.
I think our calendar is still on like April of last year.
I think that's a trial period for people to switch to 2018, 1/8, when they write down dates.
Yeah.
About 3 months.
Quite right, too. Yeah, right. You know, like we should have these soft transitions, you know. we shouldn't have a hard 2017 exit. Oh, well, there you go. So congrats, everybody, on surviving
another
apocalypse.
Hooray!
Another millennium bug. Was it seamless for you?
Well, we don't know if we've survived it yet.
Well, we don't know definitively.
We know the bug exists, but we're not sure if we've survived it yet.
Yeah, this is
creep
true.
Up on you.
It could become apparent the next time anybody reboots something.
Gosh.
Oh, well. So it's been a quiet few weeks, hasn't it, really?
Nothing's happened much,
really.
It's been peace on Earth.
Yeah, I've been eating, mostly.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm a bit of an eater.
Oh.
Ooh.
Are you eating right now?
Yes.
Life forms, you're so disrespectful. there's a couple of things we could fight to talk about. Let's warm up with something that's perhaps not quite so obvious. Something, you know, like a bit more the routine kind of stuff we normally deal with on this show.
Sure.
So,
before we do that, how was our Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we should check
Bitcoin.
Up.
Well, we managed to invest in an imaginary Bitcoin last show. I think you remember.
Yeah.
It was about the $17,000 per Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So we invested $17,000.
Yeah. Can I retire yet?
No. So far, we've lost about $5,000. I think we're on. It's on about 14. Today, it's on about $14,000.
Oh, yikes. So. That's quite a bit.
So it's actually, yeah, we actually picked the peak, so that was good. when you're doing an imaginary investment, always invest at the peak.
The peak price?
The peak price. Yeah,
okay.
It's been downhill since then, is what I'm saying.
Oh, God. Well, you live and learn. Or not.
Well, so really we should have been going down like the fixed odds betting terminal and just flushing his money away way.
No, we should have been buying futures.
We should have been
buying Bitcoin futures.
Yes.
And then we would be rich.
Then we would be rich.
It's amazing how there's always a.
Is it too late to start now?
I think you can probably still start now. But if we'd bought a Bitcoin future exactly last month, then we would be in the money now.
Right. Yeah. Right. So we'll get back to that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what else is new then?
Well, you've confused me now. I mean, I'm not into time travel.
Oh, no.
Just like the captain of the Orville, I'm not into time travel.
Very practical person.
Yeah. He got buyer's remorse, didn't he, when he was in bed with her? Anyway. So we've all been watching the Orville then. Thanks for the tip there, Chris.
Yep.
Yay.
So shall we get on with the show instead of like what we've been watching?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Sure.
It's boring, really. Mm. So, like, over in India, right, the Indian Tribune had a scoop. Their journalist, Rachna Kahira, reported that the National Government ID database, which is called Aadhaar, it had got out to the bad guys. Full details of a billion people, including biometrics...
Mm-hmm.
Was on sale, and you know how much the journalist scored it for?
50p.
Not bad. Not bad. That's better than your Bitcoin trading record, frankly.
Bitcoin futures. I switched to Bitcoin futures.
Fine. Yeah, well, you should have hard database futures because £6.
What?
Full biometric details on a billion people, £6. 500 rupees, £6.
Wow.
Life is cheap.
Life is cheap.
Literally. Here's the funny thing, right? The government denied that the database had leaked in the same release that they announced they'd filed a complaint alleging unauthorised access and a criminal conspiracy.
Yeah, those two are mutually exclusive.
Yeah, same press release. Well, they've got it covered either way, haven't they, really? Yeah, the Register pointed out that they've got 437 million records out of that lot leaked last year.
So this is not the first time that's happened?
No, it's not the first time.
Oh,
no.
My. Couldn't you just pay £6 for another database?
Well, no, you just get the same database.
That's true.
Well, the whole of humanity would then be, like, buyable for, like, 20 quid, right?
No.
You know, I mean, it's... What you could pay, like, as a penalty fare on the trains is the full biometric details of the whole of humanity.
That's sad.
In this traded future we've got.
My goodness.
Yeah. Did you hear Mark Zuckerberg has promised to fix Facebook?
Ooh, how's he going to do that?
He's going to turn it off and on again.
I'm up with the first half of that plan. Yeah. Step one, turn it off.
Turn it off, yeah.
Dot, 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 profit. Perhaps not.
Did he share how he was going to fix it?
Hang on, I've got this in a tab. Right. It's confusing with
drum roll.
Right. He said one of the issues he intended to tackle was the debate about centralisation and decentralisation.
Was that a thing? Is that an issue?
Whenever I talk to anyone about Facebook... They always say, you know, the problem here is the difference between centralisation and decentralisation.
That is a huge issue for Facebook.
Every time. Anytime I have a chat with anyone about Facebook,
always.
They bring it out. Mm.
You'll love the next one. There's even more material for you in the next one. This will be a serious year of self-improvement, and I'm looking forward to learning from working to fix our issues together.
Is that an actual... Wow.
That is an actual Mark Zuckerberg quote. He managed not to mention lizards, being not human, that stuff. He's done quite well,
not
really.
Bad.
It's, yeah.
So just those two statements, decentralisation and centralisation, and fixing it together.
Oh, he intended to focus on important issues. Protecting our community from abuse and hate.
With a big pillow? You get a free hug. Is that it?
We could all do with a free hug. Mm. I mean, let's face it, it's January. Oh, did you see the state of the other morning? Like, 11 o'clock in the morning and everybody's got the lights on. It's so miserable.
That's why you have your daylight savings LEDs.
You know, I could fill the whole show promoting LED daylight balance lightings. It's really cheap and wonderful and available at a pound shop near you. But we won't go into that because you've probably had enough of that from me already today.
The audience haven't.
Yeah, but I mean, the audience expects a show about IT.
They're not used to any of this stuff. The stuff you've been talking to us about for the last 2, 3, maybe 4 days, I don't know how long it's been, but the stuff you've been complaining to us about, they've not heard. You've got a fresh audience here.
Oh, right. Oh, well, okay. Right. In that case, what do we want to talk about? Do we want to talk about Kodak Coin?
That sounds like a wonderful thing to talk about.
Okay, so this cropped up only the other day. You know Kodak's gone really, you know, totally
passé.
Irrelevant.
Yeah
they've
cares.
Got no business model. They're practically bankrupt. Mm-hmm. They announced they'd invented a coin for photographers.
They invented a coin?
An altcoin for photographers. They're going to put copyright details on the blockchain, and then the photographers are going to get their royalties in Kodak coin that you can only spend with Kodak.
Yeah, but you can use it to buy more film, more of that digital film, what you need in your camera.
Digital film. Yeah, I've spent a lot on that. Yeah. Yeah, and guess what? It worked. Kodak's share price doubled overnight.
Well done.
Yeah, what a flaming scam. It's like a Bic for her. You know, you've heard of a Bic for her?
Oh, the pink ones.
Yeah, the pink one, the pink biro.
Pink biro.
Yeah, and this is like a pink pound coin. Pretend coin for photographers.
It's photography, so you have millions of colours, though.
Yeah,
not just pink.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 16 million colours. Yeah. And then people fell for that. Something else people have fallen for. Dog coin. Remember dog coin?
I don't think anyone fell for dog.
Wasn't it
coin.
A joke?
It was a joke. It was a joke like Kanye West. You remember Kanye?
Yes, we all do.
Yeah, he sued them and banned it. But Dogcoin was a thing. You remember Dog, don't you? The meme.
Yeah.
Wow. So amaze. so ripoff. Yeah. Well, Dogcoin, the Dogcoin creators have been astonished to find that people who haven't got the joke have been buying it as an investment. It's now worth $1 billion.
Wow.
Well, I say worth $1 billion. You couldn't even get $1 billion.
Theoretical.
Yeah, if you multiply the pretend price by the pretend number of pretend coin, then you get $1 billion.
Well, we should have invested in Dogcoin.
It's a lot cheaper. It's like 10 cents a coin. Still.
Really? Yes. And now it's worth $1 billion.
No, there's just billions of them.
Oh, right. Wow.
Amazed.
So much.
Much duh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. And here's the biggest laugh of the lot. Bitcoin Electrum. Right, this is one of those wallets where you don't have to download, like, literally 500 gigabytes of blockchain.
Yeah, people don't talk about that. They talk about the blockchain, but they don't talk about how it's like a terabyte.
Yeah, exactly. and you know, like you don't want to download
and getting
that,
bigger.
You?
It's like the
it's
blog.
A history of time, isn't it?
It is. So... It's the history of everything. It's the history of everything.
So you always get bigger.
Every mistake. it's a full history.
Yeah, and people have been putting joke pictures in there as well. And anyway, to get around this, you have these wallets, and one of them is called Electrum. And it turns out the damn thing has been, like, insecure for, well, it's been about 10 months since they were first told about this.
Surprise.
And they didn't do anything.
Mm. Well, last I checked, all computers have been insecure for the last 10 years. Yeah, so, I mean, you know.
But not something where you keep, you know, like hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin.
Oh
yeah, it's just the Bitcoin that's been stored on those computers for the last 10 years that's insecure.
So anyway, they're all panicking now and trying to fix it because somebody pointed it out for the second time.
Wow.
Panic. Don't have your money stolen.
It's very exciting, isn't it, this whole Bitcoin thing?
Oh, isn't it? It's a roller coaster. Yes, 1 minute it's up when you're buying it, and then when you want to cash in, it's down.
Yep.
Funny how that works.
Funny. So what's next?
Shall we talk about the big one?
The big one.
Spectre.
Oh.
Meltdown.
Are these James Bond villains?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Meltdown, like, is that guy with the hat,
felt.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
He takes off the hat and he gets really angry. Yeah.
He's got really greasy hair.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Meltdown, I remember him.
So it turns out all this stuff. Do we want to explain for the listeners how this works?
It's side channel attacks. Does that help? Do you know what a side channel is?
I've been practicing this.
You've been practicing this.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd have been practicing this as well, because you're really good at these, like, instant
explanations.
Simplifying.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a side channel attack is like Derren Brown. You know Derren Brown?
You know everybody.
everybody knows.
When he does that sort of 20 question things on his victim, and he asks them like a barrage of questions, and they don't say anything.
Right.
But he still works out what they're thinking because he picks up on like micro expressions or whatever it is he does. Right.
That's a side channel, right? Yeah.
So it's like you just keep asking lots of questions. And you can work out what the person is thinking, despite the fact that they don't tell you. So it's like a side channel that's leaking information. It's like that.
The way that somebody explained it on an article I read, is that it's like you're at the library and you ask the librarian if you can borrow a dirty book from the reserved collection. Yeah, you know.
You mean a dusty book, one of the old ones?
No, the musky smelling one.
Yeah, those ones.
The erotica from out the back.
Do people do that?
Well, no, no. I mean, there's okay. there's no such thing. I mean, you know, like if there was any, I mean, you know, like it's all on the eighth floor of the Central Library and all that's shut down now.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, like imagine a library. And so the librarian, oh, and then you say, and can I also have a book that starts with the first letter of the first word on page one, please? So the librarian goes off and gets these, gets the mucky book, looks at the first word, and gets another book that goes with it,
right?
And brings them both back to the checkout. Is it called a checkout in a library? Where it goes,
It's all digital now, so you don't even talk to the librarian. This is a very bad analogy.
This isn't it. Yeah, it's terrible. Anyway, so the librarian goes, I can't let you have this book, it's filth. And then the librarian puts that and the other one back on the little shelf of things that need to go back into the library to be reshelved. And then you say, oh, tell you what, can I just have this other book that starts with the same letter as the first word on the first page, please? And the librarian says, oh, yes, here it is.
Right, okay.
Right, the librarian doesn't say, oh, I'll have to go off to the shelves to look for that.
Right.
And that's how you know that the first word the first page starts with the letter C or something.
Right.
And then you can repeat that like millions and millions and millions of times in like 5 minutes. And you then you can work out, you know, like 100K of memory or something. Isn't that exciting?
Wow. Friends.
Wasn't that a waste of our listeners' time? Sorry, listeners.
Don't go to the library and ask for dirty books. Unless you want to.
Yeah, because other books are available.
I prefer to think of it as all the processors in the last 10 years as susceptible to Derren Brown.
Yeah, that's a lot easier. Yeah, it's not surprising either. Derren Brown, awesome.
He's reading us right now.
You probably. Yeah. Poor so-and-so. He'll have tuned out by now. you're listening if you haven't tuned out yet. Yes, Derren. Hello, Derren. You're listening to IT Stuff on BCB Radio 106.6 FM. And I'm honoured to announce the first World of Stuff 2018. So, has Santa brought you lots of weird USB things for Christmas then? USB pair of hand warmer gloves? USB soldering iron? Well, this is a bit less novelty and a lot more awesome. Mm-hmm. Would you like to explain, Shi?
Yes, I've been hankering for a oscilloscope ever since I've seen one when I was a kid. Because they are magical things. You have lots of knobs and they're heavy.
I'll say. They've always looked so good. I've never understood, so go for it.
Me neither. I have no idea what they do, but they look really strange and expensive, which they are. But nowadays you can have digital oscilloscopes, so USB oscilloscopes. And just so you know, oscilloscopes are used to observe the change of an electrical signal over time. So it's like a voltmeter that you do to check whether your connections are, what, positive or negative, or if it's...
You get to see the bits.
Yeah, really. The signal. Yeah. But if you have an oscilloscope, you can see those bits 45,000 times per second, and you can see like a little graph that goes up or down.
Uh-huh.
So that's what the oscilloscope is. So... So you get a signal to see whether a thing that is moving, a moving part, makes a sound or is giving you a data back from it, so it's alive. The thing that we bought is a USB oscilloscope on Amazon Prime. So it comes with a software that's Linux friendly, so you can download it. You have to compile it, but it's a seamless compilation, so it's not too bad.
Okay.
It's openhandtech.org. And hopefully we can play around with it and see what's up. It doesn't come with a digital screen, but you can use your computer or your laptop as a screen instead.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's awesome, because, I mean, I remember when, you know, like when I was little and there's the round, like, screens with the green trace dancing in the middle and all the knobs, and I thought, I'm never going to understand that, so I'm not even going to try. And that's the state I'm in mentally with the damn things even now. But something with a proper, you know, like a proper PC display is much more friendly. So there it is on the desk in front of us. Do you want to rattle it in the microphone?
Ooh, there. That's a bit loud.
Awesome.
No.
Well, loud rattle. It's got loads of proper probes and
wires. It's got probes and
wires.
And alligator clips.
The clippy noise?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that says technology.
That's good stuff.
That's technology noise.
But and yeah, it's USB. I can't get over it. You plug it in the USB port and wow.
It's pretty accessible and it's not that expensive. It's about £68.
It's really well made. Metal case.
It's very light, yeah.
Yeah, plastic crash-proof corners on it and everything.
I don't know why it has those. Do you think people just throw them around?
Possibly.
Maybe. Yeah. And the probes look as if they're like HT leads on a car, only they're rated for, what did you say, 35 volts?
35 volts is a maximum volt.
Well, yeah. that's more than I'd be comfortable with putting my finger on.
Yeah, I think it looks like a hard drive.
So
it's very portable and it looks very not as intimidating as your normal oscilloscopes. So that's pretty cool.
So what project have you got in view
in mind
for it?
Well, what we wanted to do was we wanted to hook it up to a CPU fan, which is also hooked up to a it's hooked up to the oscilloscope, and it controls strips of LEDs. So when you breathe or blow into it, you can see pretty lights.
Oh, right. So this CPU fan isn't actually turned on and working. It's just passive.
Yeah.
And you're breathing it like an inhaler.
Pretty much.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So you're supplying the electricity.
To light up
the LEDs.
Yeah. So it's got a little. It's using the motor in reverse as dynamo.
Yeah.
Ah.
So, yeah, that's what it's for.
Okay, that almost, I've still got a bit of a mental block with oscilloscopes.
I think you need to see it in action and then you quite understand it. Yeah.
So this is another one of your fantastic art projects.
Hopefully, we'll see.
Probably coming soon to a media museum near you.
Maybe. <I know.
laughs> Hey, we'll look forward to that.
Yay!
Yeah, excellent. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
The other bit of hardware news that we've got. This was the Chaos conference that was between Christmas and New Year. Why buy a steering wheel? You know, you can get those for your gaming rig.
Yeah.
Steering wheels, pedals, you know, the whole thing for playing a racing game or whatever.
Yeah.
Why buy that when you can use your actual family car instead?
Somebody, why have windows in your car when you can just put a VR headset on and have some cameras?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So this is pretty much what somebody's actually done, right? Literally what somebody's actually done. They've used a Raspberry Pi and there's the interface is called OBD2. I've actually tinkered about with that myself once upon a time on my little smart car to zap the service counter. When you have it unofficially serviced, it gets this, you know, there's this annoying flaming spanner on the dashboard display. You know, you want to make it go out when you've serviced it. So you fiddle it with the OBD2, or you can find out what's wrong with the engine. So through that interface, they used it to hack the CAN bus, which is the bus in a modern
car.
Right,
yeah. Okay.
That's also used in model railways, funnily enough, is CAN bus.
Oh.
So this is all like familiar technology.
Yeah.
And somebody's used all that to make the car emulate an Xbox 360 controller.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you crash into a lot of things.
I was wondering.
That's what I was wondering, whether you have to have the engine actually turned on or whether you just hacked it so that the engine thinks it's on but it isn't. And then they actually sat in the car using the wheel and the pedals to play video games.
Wow.
You know, VR headset that works.
Yeah. My gosh.
Sorry, I shouldn't do that to the listeners. That's embarrassing, really.
So it's like one of those arcade centres where you have the Daytona racing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But with an actual car.
Yeah.
Wow.
I assume that they've got the front wheels jacked up. I mean, otherwise, how would you turn the wheel?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's awesome.
I'm sure there's a video that came with this report.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's been a good month for hacks at CCC.
I totally missed that. I didn't know they had one before Christmas or in the New Year.
Yeah, I was watching the live stream. People kept interrupting me at work and making me do stuff in between talks.
So sorry.
Yeah, there was one where somebody from Iran was blowing the poop on the British spies penetrating all their social networks and doing fake news over there in the Middle East.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, our spooks doing the fake news thing in Iran to stir things up, they only work 9 to 5 Cheltenham time.
What?
Yeah.
On the dot?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, like,
if
that was
a call centre in India to do it, I mean,
that would be
cheaper.
Are
they not outsourcing?
Absolutely, they would, yeah.
It's very disciplined. Proud of their work, I think.
24/7, you know. Yeah. In fact, if it was India, it would be more civilised for the people in India because they'd be able to rock up at like 10:30 in the morning, you know, chill, have a cuppa and sit down to work, do a bit of trolling, you know, and then finish work just in time to go out for a, you know, nice evening meal or something.
Kebab. That's what they eat in India, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Is it?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are you sure?
No. Might do.
I'll tell you what, there's a whole aisle of fake food in the Co-op, if that's true.
A whole aisle of fake foods?
Well, you know, all the Indian food in the Co-op isn't kebabs.
Oh, right. Fake foods. I thought displaying sort of things. Okay.
Anyway. There you go. That's about it, really, for another show. Yeah.
Forgot to mention, we do have a Bradford Kudo Dojo on the 27th of January.
Oh, fantastic.
So if you're up for it and you're a little kid or you have a kid and you're a parent, you can come down to Little Germany, Saturday, 27th January, 9:30 to 12 p.m. for some coding magic.
You've remembered to open the registration this time, I hope.
We have, yes.
Good. Fantastic. Because registration needed. And, yeah, down in Little Germany, I think it's, you can just Google Kudo Dojo Bradford these days. It auto-completes.
Pretty much.
Amazing. Yeah. So you know you've arrived when it auto-completes. Yay. And finally, just last week, as a late Christmas present, we got the announcement of a new Mersenne Prime.
Hooray.
Hooray.
To the 77,232,917 -1 is a prime number. In fact, it's the largest known prime number. It's got 23,249,425 digits. If you print it at 10 characters per inch and 10 characters per second, right, 110 baud, teletype speed, it's going to take just short of a month and 60 kilometres of digits.
It's not bad.
Congrats to the people that found it at the Great Internet Mersenne Prime Search. And so, in honour of that, to play us out, our colleague, she has selected this musical rendition of Pi on the piano, known as Song from Pi. The chord progression is based on the digits of Pi. Is that absolutely correct? Have I understood that right?
Well, yeah, it's based on the C major scale. So, you know, you could start from anywhere, basically.
Ooh.
But yeah, it's 3.14 and so on and so on. Yeah, apparently on the 19th number, it's the wrong note because someone has memorized 184 numbers from the pie and figured out you made a mistake.
Oh, and said that in the YouTube comments.
Yeah.
Those flaming comments. If only there was there's always someone who doesn't get it.
185.
Oh, wow. And the best place they can go to get recognition of this unique skill is the YouTube comments.
Very niche skill.
I've memorized the first
niche.
Three, maybe four digits of pi, personally.
Yeah, 3.14. That's it.
I mean, that's correct, you know, to like a fraction of a millimetre in anything you could conceivably... Never mind. And then to follow it up, there's something else that's a little bit thematically linked. So there you go, listeners. Listen out for that. And thank you very much for putting up for us for another month. Hopefully next month something will have happened. If it does, we'll keep you posted.
We'll be here.
Yay! Go us. Ta-ra.
Bye.
Bye.